Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Whatever the district, whether it's Pittsburgh, Mount Lebo, wherever you're at, magistrates are critical. The truth of the matter is that oftentimes these sorts of cases end up in front of magistrates. And for instance, my good friend Blaise Larotondo, a magistrate in Mount Lebanon forever and a former cop, used it as a tool, not a weapon, to kind of discipline kids. Whether they're arrested for marijuana or breaking the law, this is a way to kind of say, hey, students, we're not going to put up with this. And it always ends up in the magistrate's court. And by the way, the magistrates that I know are the most passionate, understanding men and women out there because they live this stuff and they see it firsthand their whole career. But let me say this. When a school district takes away the tools and says, hey, we don't want to punish our kids anymore. We're not going to suspend anyone anymore. What's the motivation for the kids not to just raise hell every day, do whatever they want? And that's why we're seeing a dramatic rise in violent incidents in the Pittsburgh public schools. And in talking to teachers, they're fed up, man. It's so bad right now that substitutes don't want to teach in Pittsburgh. That's why I'm told from teachers that so many Pittsburgh schools are still closed right now due to COVID and others aren't because no one will substitute there. And one teacher said, Marty, if I'm offered the choice, substitute in Plum or North Hills or Sewickley or Fox Chapel, I ain't substituting in Pittsburgh. The magistrates see this and they manage it and they have a tremendous impact on families and schools and students. Ricky King, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Judge, how are these sorts of magistrate powers a tool in trying to manage discipline issues with students in schools, sir? Are they important, sir?
They are, yeah. I know myself and almost every one of my colleagues, as you stated before, we do use it as a tool. It's very rare that someone actually gets some type of a fine, you know, the juvenile themselves. We work to try to get them into programs, do community service, offer a chance to, go back to school, behave, make sure there's no other incidents, be if it's a disorderly type thing. On the truancy end, the same thing. If there's bad attendance, work with the families. We have Allegheny County Human Services, try to intervene with programs. We do a lot of things to try to, right the ship, so to speak. But it is a different era now, that's for sure.
You said something actually really significant. I'm glad you're saying this, Judge. At the end of the day, my man, your interest is not sending a kid to jail. Your interest is using all of your tools to try and fix this problem and get the kid back in school and the family happy, right?
Oh, yes. And actually, it's a little bit of a misnomer. There's some groups out there to try to think that they state on these summary offenses that somehow we have no power or authority to send any juvenile to jail at all. The most we can do is fine them. If they don't pay the fine, it's then certified over to juvenile court, and then they handle the matter. That's why we try to keep it in our offices. I mean, we do know the communities and work with you know, other community leaders, when possible, to try to get some good intervention. They're not the school themselves. I mean, they have. I had meetings with my local high school because they were concerned about the lack of their ability now to discipline, and there has been a pretty good rise in a lack of attendance in school. A lot of that is COVID and the on again, off again situations. I get that, but the behavior issues are another matter.
Hey, Judge, principals came to you and said, "We can't discipline these kids. We need some help." Right? They were that concerned.
Well, they didn't come to me, but we had a meeting because there were issues in the Cary community, the shopping center, the business people, with large amounts, and I mean a lot of kids, especially when the weather was nicer, just they not going to school or going to school for a class or two and leave and then kind of just hang out everywhere. And they really don't have a lot of, for leaving the school, you know, they're not supposed to suspend anymore. They're not really, the school police aren't the site. If there are, you know, problems that get out of hand due to mutual fights in school. I mean, I've only had maybe two citations from the Pittsburgh School Police this year.
Wow.
So
hold on. Which, I think it's important.
You know, you would hope that would be a good thing, but they're just not. And they're trying to solve it as a school matter, which, again, is in some ways, you know, a better way to handle that. But you can't always solve it as a school matter when there's no cooperation
or
no other alternative.
So, Judge, they've been told flat out, you can't bring these cases to the magistrate. That can be detrimental, can it not, sir?
Well, it could be. I know that they're instructed to make a writing of a citation a last resort, which, again, like I state, can be a good thing. But it just seems that right now that we're in a situation where there's very little repercussion or responsibility for the actions that younger people are taking. It's just that nobody, people want to do alternatives, but there's no alternative out there.
Does that concern you, sir?
Oh, it does. It does. I mean, you know, it's the small things, you know, as people are able to just not have any responsibility for their actions on smaller things, it just grows. And I think that's why you see somewhat of a downturn on the way society is today on a lot of things.
Judge Ricky King, thank you, sir, for your time today. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.